the name is Annette Bahena of Corona. B-A-H-E-N-A. Annette Bahena of Corona. You've got 10 minutes to call us. I'm starting this part over here, Annette. 888-696-1003 is the number. Call us in the next 10 minutes. Annette Bahena of Corona. 888-696-1003. If you do, we'll give you $100. If you don't, we'll give it to somebody else, namely Kenny Blanks of Whittier. So there, you heard my last word on the topic. Know what this is, Christian?
Nope.
This is one of the first sequencers ever to be used in music.
Mm.
It was a mechanical thing. And Ray Cathode is the name of the group.
Oh.
It was in 1960, I think, something like that.
Fantastic.
George Martin, a pioneer in electronic music before he was ever at the helm of the Beatles. We're going to be talking about George today after his passing at the age of 90 years old. And we're going to start off with this from Blois Cult.
I was worried you were going to go Don't Fear the Reaper on it, which would be tasteless, Andy.
That would not have been good.
No. We dodged that bullet, my friend.
Yes. Thank you for pointing that out. That would have gone by most people and been okay.
Now, you got to point that out.
All right. Thanks. It's Andy in the afternoon.
And me.
100.3, The Sound.
Is this Andy?
This is.
Andy, listen, long-time listener since you've been on, and I just want to say I am so glad that you got your own show once again. I mean, I liked you with Mark in the Morning, but I really liked you before Mark came on, so I'm really happy that you, and Christian is awesome too, so just letting you know that you got a lot of people out here really digging what you guys are doing.
Oh, wow, you just made my day.
That's
Who's this?
Nice.
My name is Frank.
Frank, dude, you made our week.
Well, you're making our week, so continue the good job.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Good on you. See, it's what I told you, Christian.
Those phone calls only cost us $200.
Yes.
That's the best money
we've
spent.
No, not that.
Oh.
This is quickly becoming the heartbeat of the Southland.
Good Lord.
Andy in the afternoon.
Any opportunity.
Do you like going to concerts? Well, I'm going to give away some tickets to a concert. Perhaps if you get a question right, I'm going to ask Christian a question. I think today it's fitting to be about the Beatles.
Well done.
Ask you a Beatles question in the classic rock time capsule.
That's
and then
good
somebody
radio.
Gets to second guess you, which is something I do on a regular basis. 888-696-1003. Why don't you be the third caller right now? And we'll have you match wits with the Whitmaster over here. 100.3 The Sound. I couldn't have said it better myself, William. This is Andy in the afternoon at 100.3 The Sound. Christian Hand's right over there.
Hi.
He's right there. Look,
I'm
putting him right there.
No, I'm over here.
I'd like to tell you that we did not get a call back from Annette. So, Kenny Blanks, you now have one. $300, Kenny. Nicely done for doing absolutely diddly squat. Not bad, eh? I'll call out another name here at the top of the hour, so perhaps I'll call your name. Have you put your hat in the ring? Text payroll to 21003 to do that. And, of course, don't do it while you're driving, because that would be really stupid. And usual text rates apply. So, got the Classic Rock Time Capsule coming up in just a moment, and I'm going to ask Christian a question today about the Beatles. Because we lost George Martin. So we'll have a listener play along for that. But I thought this was interesting, Christian. I found this online. It's John Lennon talking about George Martin.
George had done no rock and roll when we met him, and we'd never been in a studio. So we did a lot of learning together. He had a very great musical knowledge and background. So he could translate for us and suggest a lot of things, which he did. Look, chaps, I thought of this afternoon, and I came up with this, you know, and we said, oh, great, yeah. Great, we'll put it on here, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he taught us a lot, and I'm sure we taught him a lot by our primitive musical ability, which is all I have still.
So maybe we'll talk Christian in this next half hour into maybe breaking a little something down, can we? Can we please?
Nah, don't bother me. I'm on the
Maybe
internet.
Not. Okay.
Yeah.
But the time capsule and some Beatles coming up for show in just a moment on The Sound. If you've already liked the Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page, thank you for that. We appreciate it. If you haven't yet, you might want to go and do that and watch the video that was put up there earlier. It may be the single most disturbing thing I've ever seen. And I also laughed harder than I've laughed.
I've known you for 19 years. I've never seen you come that close to death from laughter.
It was touch and go for a second.
It really was.
Christian and I switch faces, is all I'm going to say. Go and check it out for yourself. Now, though.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
It is. So let's get started with today. It's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule. Wednesday, it is March the 9th, 2016. Christian, I got a question for you about the Beatles coming up on this, the day that we're marking the loss of Sir George Martin. And on the phone, we've got Danny from Montebello. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, Danny, I'm going to bring you in here in just a couple of seconds to match wits with Christian. But in the meantime, let me take you back. Back to a time when music was music. Even when it isn't sung and just talked over crappy orchestral swells. This day in 1975, Telly Savalas has the number one song in your native country of Great Britain with If.
If a picture paints 1,000 words, then why can't I paint you?
Yeah, there are moments when I despair of my people, just so you know.
The words will never show the you I've come to know.
Poetry!
Man.
It's the bread song, If, but without all that pesky melody and feeling. Want another helping? Here you go.
And when my love...
Oof, that's a tough note.
For life is running dry.
Damn, that's Drek.
Yeah. Number one, you say.
Yeah.
And
well, the Brits get it right, don't they?
Yeah. When we get it wrong, though, we get it really wrong.
Will you not talk over Telly Savalas, please,
sorry,
Chris?
Sorry. I apologize. Show some respect.
How about this one? 29 years ago today, U2 released a brilliant work of art called The Joshua Tree. Okay, so United Kingdom bails itself out with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Just so good. One of the best songs ever recorded, in my humble opinion.
I think you're absolutely correct, sir.
Joshua Tree wins the... did I say Twee? Joshua Twee.
The Joshua Twee?
Wins the Grammy for Album of the Year, sells 25 million copies, and introduces the world to Bono's mullet. All of those things. 9 years ago, Boston singer Brad Delp takes his own life. Now, there are stories about him being despondent over disagreements with Boston founder Tom Scholz and over a hidden camera incident with his fiancée's sister that's weird and sordid. Yeah. But here's the real story. Here's the takeaway from this. If you're depressed, don't wait. Tell somebody. And if somebody tells you they're depressed, don't wait. Tell a professional, because whatever your problems are, it's not worth finding that way out. Okay, so Christian, let's get back to the Beatles, and we're going to bring Danny back in for this question. Today's the day the Beatles start shooting 6 days worth of scenes for A Hard Day's Night while driving around London suburbs. How many miles do they travel to do this? Is it 500, 1,500, or 2,500 miles? What say you?
Well, it's like the SATs. They say always go for the middle one. Mm-hmm. You got a higher chance of getting it right. So I'm going to go with B on this one, Andy.
Danny, I've lived my life and had great success not trusting anything Christian says.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you say? Is he right or wrong?
I'm going to say he's wrong.
You know what? It turns out it's 2,500 miles before they get that film in the can. I think y'all know how painful that can be. And that is... A Hard Day's Night. We're going to let the lads play us out. Hey, why don't you hold on the phone here for just a couple of seconds here, Danny, and we'll get you your choice. You get to see Bad Company or Steve Miller Band or Bob Dylan. Mm. So hold on, and you can choose.
Thank you very much, Andy.
All right,
thank
dude.
You, appreciate it. Love you from day one, man.
Oh, thank you. You're a good one, Danny. And in the meantime, we're going to play some Beatles. And I'm still trying to talk Christian into breaking something down here, so.
It's going to cost you.
See if I can wear him down. It's Andy in the afternoon.
Get that film out of your can.
Give us some Beatles, Christian.
Well, it's the Beatles, Andy, but it's another chap.
Mm. get it. He's making her cry.
I mean,
Eric Clapton on While My Guitar Gently Weeps. They said that everybody was on their best behavior. They were all bickering,
right.
But everybody cheers up all of a sudden because there's somebody, there's company.
And he's uncredited on that, by the way.
Yeah.
He has no credit for that.
Invited in by George Harrison, and at first he said, no, nobody plays on a Beatles record. Eric Clapton does. That was awesome.
I'm going to be in tomorrow morning. I'm Mark in the morning. I might do a Police song because Stuart Copeland's also going to be in tomorrow.
Ooh.
But I'm not confirming nor denying these reports. 7:40 tomorrow.
100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. You know what it's time for, Christian? It's time for something that we do every day at just about this time, 10 minutes until 4 o'clock. It's something that's called Song Fight.
Round one, fight.
All right. I
lost
yesterday. Yeah. So
a shocking upset.
Yeah, I got my blank handed to me. It was really embarrassing. So you get to go first with today's selection. What have you chosen?
Do you get the little butterflies in your tum-tum when you're when we're waiting on the choices? Because I always get a little nervous when you
get
ready to press play.
We do this by secret ballot.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's picked. He doesn't know what I picked. So until right now.
All right. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
This, Andy, is my song for today.
That's a good one.
And it's got the Blue Angels in the video.
It does.
It's one of the greatest music videos ever made because it doesn't even feature the band once. Right?
It's true. It's a good video. It's a great song. Red Rocker era Van Halen.
Van Hagar, as some say.
Yes.
Here they come. And it's a high-quality audio off of YouTube, you'll notice.
Oh, it's
just
great.
Like they're in the room with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's like sense around.
Yeah. I can almost smell the air fuel.
That's a good one.
It is.
It's a really good one.
Yeah. I'm worried that you think you're going to beat me. Because you seem a little cocksure, to be honest.
Well, I'm going to go with a deeper cut.
Okay.
We're
all
going
right.
to see. We're going to test whether familiarity is the key to winning these things.
Or the breed's contempt.
Yes. I'm going to go a little bit deeper on the Long After Dark album from Tom Petty and play this little album cut. Called Change of Heart.
Oh, this is a good one too.
I say album cut, it made it to number 21, I think. Okay, so if you think that song wins, Andy's song, you text A to 21003. If it's Christian's Van Halen, then you text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. And we'll announce the results on the air after 6 p.m. And you'll find out who's Bore ate the lettuce then. In a couple moments, you'll find out if your name is called out for the payroll. Keep listening for that. It's next on The Sound. Seriously.
You can park your car in that, man.
Did you see that? No, seriously, I hit the freaking button.
You know what,
and then, like, 4 seconds later, something starts playing.
Don't make excuses, Chandles.
All right. Okay, the name Kenny Blanks is one we called out a few hours ago.
Hey,
he has
Kenny
$300.
Blanks.
Kenny Blanks of Whittier. Will it be $400? Only you can answer this question, Sylvia Rosales of Rosemead. Sylvia Rosales of Rosemead, you've got 10 minutes. I'm starting the clock. 10 minutes to call us at 888-696-1003. Sylvia Rosales of Rosemead. 888-696-1003. I lost my mind for a second. Here's a nice 5-minute ditty from Bon Jovi. That'll give you a little time to change your attitude.
Hey, I'm just saying, pal. I'm not the one who has the response to the texting for the song fight. Hopefully you didn't pick for Christian.
Well, it's after they already voted, so what's the harm?
You think that's nice? Words hurt, dude. Even ipso facto.
I like to change it up every day.
Eh?
Bon Jovi on Andy in the Afternoon. Christian, we lost Sir George Martin.
Yep.
Will you break down something again?
I will, but I'm going to do it later.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it now.
How about after this?
Now you're thinking like a radio guy,
all
my
right.
friend. You
Stick
know what?
Around.
I know when to go out. I know when to stay in. Yeah, get things done.
All right. He promised us. Sir George Martin, we're missing him today. Died at the age of 90. The fifth Beatle, the guy that produced all the Beatles stuff. Break down some Beatles.
So there's a great video you should find on YouTube if you're a fan of Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics hanging out with Ringo and talking about his playing style and the fact that he's a lefty playing a righty drum set, which I didn't know. And also he's got this weird shoulder thing, which is what gives him his groove and all that. And this might be one of the most recognizable drum beats ever. And he created it. So let's listen. So simple, but nobody had done it before.
Yeah. And so that dun da 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 da. That's a push. Is that what you call it?
That's a push.
In the drumming world.
Yeah. In the music world.
And it's all because the way the toms are
well,
the first thing.
This is just a very musical drum bar that he's invented here. And he goes on to use this in Tomorrow Never Knows. He does the same vibe.
Yeah.
And anytime you hear this, you know it's him. You know it's like influenced by him.
One time Lennon said McCartney's only contribution to writing this song was the way that Ringo played drums.
Lennon, snarky to say the least. Well, let's hear it in context because it's... It's really beautiful. So simple.
Thanks, Christian. I got something you might care about. It looks like Sylvia Rosales of Rosemead was Johnny on the spot, or Sylvia on the spot. She called in, so she's got $100. She's new on the payroll. Good for you, Sylvia. We'll find out if she stays or if you boot her off here at the top of the hour. Text payroll to 21003 if you ain't already, so we can get you in the running for that. Tomorrow morning, lots of stuff going on Mark in the morning.
Yeah.
Number one, Peter Frampton.
Huge.
Is going to be checking in, and that's awesome, and he's playing soon. So you can hear Mark talk to his old buddy Peter Frampton. Stuart Copeland is going in there. It'd be in there. The drummer for the Police.
Yep.
And Christian is going to be in there to chat with him, skeeve him out a little bit, scare him off with a request for him to sign his flesh, and then maybe get it tattooed tomorrow evening here on this program. And also, Christian's doing a breakdown tomorrow morning.
I will be. And it's quite possible, Andy, I might do a Police song.
Well, that would be apropos.
So clever.
Yes, it ties in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thematically. We're going to keep checking in to the life and works of Sir George Martin throughout the day. And I'm going to update you on this this song fight. It's not going the way I'd like to see it go.
Again.
Talk about that in just a minute.
Sorry, did I say again? I apologize.
We'll talk about that in a few minutes on the sound. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon, a show that some people call the heartbeat of the Southland.
No, you're the only person that calls it that.
No, I don't think so.
What?
Christian, I didn't mention this in the Classic Rock Time Capsule, but also on this day 16 years ago, Chrissy Hynde is protesting at a Gap location in New York. Because she says her claim that the Gap is using black market leather in some of their goods that they sell. I can't corroborate that. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know Black Market Leather is maybe the greatest band name I've ever heard.
It's one of them without a doubt.
It's pretty good.
Or it's one of the greatest album titles of all time.
Now you're talking.
You know what I'm saying?
So, tomorrow morning, Stuart Copeland on Mark in the Morning. You're going to get, hopefully, his autograph on your back.
Yes.
And then later during our show, you'll get that tattooed in.
Ah, boy, Luis' house is coming up.
Have you seen his autograph?
No.
Here, look at this drum head that he... It's as big as a jug of milk.
Yeah, that's quite a... it's quite a commitment I'm making there, huh?
You'll save some real estate.
So maybe my back and my front, you think, perhaps? Huh.
Makes me want to take a really long candlestick and knock down a bunch of other candlesticks. Remember that video?
Shouldn't you just be recapping Song Fight?
No. Okay, I can do that too.
Thanks.
Hey, if you want to vote for Christian's song.
I noticed you tweeted to try and get some extra votes too. I saw that.
Shut up. I'm using social media.
Yeah, are you?
It's 2016, Christian. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is his song from Van Halen, Dreams. And my song... is this one. It gets me Tom Petty, Change of Heart.
We heard a lot more of your song just
What's
now.
What's that?
There's been a change of hearts. Been a change.
Wow. We've played like a lot more of your song than
Did
mine.
Did we?
Yeah,
oh, well,
yeah.
Let's play a little bit more of your song,
okay.
Dreams.
Right. There it is.
There it is. So if you want to vote, just text A to 21003 if you want this song from Andy.
Huh.
Text A to 21003. If it's Christians, then text C to 21003. If you can't tell, I'm a little behind in the voting.
Nobody can tell.
That's a dirty look. Don't text and drive. Standard text rates apply. The results after 6. We've got 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock that's up next, and we find out if you're on the payroll. Hang out. This is Andy in the afternoon. I love you, Christian.
Mm.
How great is that guy's voice?
It's amazing.
Imagine he just talks like that all the
day. I got
I think
this.
I'm going to stop and get some butter.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I've always thought I sound like an overweight lesbian on the radio.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know?
Made dough on the sound payroll, and you like it, yes.
We got a name. Sylvia Rosales of Rose means Sylvia has $100. Maybe it's two if Jovan Maldonado of Downey blows it. Jovan Maldonado of Downey, you've got 10 minutes to call 888-696-1003. 10 minutes, Jovan Maldonado of Downey, 888-696-1003. Why don't you call us? That sounds fine. We'll start off with a little Van Halen. Everybody wants some.
What movie was it? Better Off Dead? Is that got this movie?
Was this in it?
Yeah, and then the cheese sandwiches come to life or the hamburgers or whatever while he's doing the...
Is that the one with the dead guy that they take everywhere?
This is a well-prepared piece of radio right now.
No, that's Weekend at Bernie's.
That's Weekend at Bernie's.
This wouldn't have been in Weekend at Bernie's.
No, completely different movie.
Okay, good talk.
All right, I'm glad we did this. Let's meet back later and talk about other stupid stuff that nobody cares about.
Okay.
Perfect.
The sound, hello?
Hey, how are you?
Well, how about you?
Good. Who's the 5 o'clocker? I had the wrong friggin' station on.
Oh, well, that is bad news. What's your name?
Chuck.
Chuck what?
Matthews.
Chuck Matthews of what city?
Aliso Viejo.
Chuck? It's a good thing you checked in.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
That's what you get for listening to the wrong station.
Good job, Andy. Mark's rubbing off on me.
Speaking of which, listen with Mark 8 o'clock tomorrow. I'll give you your next chance, okay, Chuck?
No problem.
Love you, dude. Bye.
Later.
Christian,
yes,
you got
Andy.
News.
I have breaking news.
In this 100-minute sweep of classic rock without interruption from commercials.
Well, it's breaking news about the possibility of further breaking news.
Break it to me.
So it's possible that we might, on 420, get Melissa Etheridge to come into the studio and hang out with us and talk about the fact that she's a big proponent of legalizing marijuana or medical uses, and she has her own tincture that she started and a startup that she's got going. So we want to have her come in. She's going to play some stuff and hang out and talk weed with us on 420, which is the official weed day.
Yes. Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Should I Uber to work that day?
We should both Uber to work that day and then not be able to find our way home.
All right? Speaking of strong women in rock. It's Stevie, Andy, in the afternoon.
I thought you meant me, which was very nice of you.
Mm-mm-mm. A pox upon me for a lout. I don't know if I actually explicitly said Sylvia Rosales of Rosemead is on for another hour on the payroll because we didn't get a call back. So tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., we'll find out if Sylvia stays on there or if you get on there. Text payroll to 21003 to get on there. But also Mark in the morning tomorrow, Peter Frampton. Christian's doing a breakdown of some music.
Yeah.
And Stuart Copeland of The Police is coming. And maybe he'll sign Christian's back.
Yeah.
And his signature is huge.
It's enormous.
It's the size of a dinner plate.
Never seen anything like it. It's going to be my whole back.
Good luck.
All right.
Good luck.
It's worth it for the show, Andy. I do it for you.
It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock on 100.3 The Sound. This is Andy in the afternoon. Christian, we'll get to the song fight results in a little while. I'm frankly putting it off because it depresses
me. Well, I was just wondering how many minutes of that were going to be taken up with Van Halen's Dreams today.
Anyway, what I'd like to talk about
four, probably?
Is Brad Delp. This is the 9th anniversary of the loss of Brad Delp, lead singer for Boston. ABBA is in the Hall of Fame. Madonna is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Donna Summer is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But Boston isn't, and I don't understand.
That is ridiculous.
But listen to Brad Delp's vocals that start in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, man, we'll wait for him.
One of the greatest singers in all of rock history, to my opinion. Rock singers. And snuffed because he was depressed.
That's how you're going to snuffed because he was depressed. That's how you're going out on that? Celebration of his life, Andy, with a musical cavalcade.
Right. Well, okay. I find it sad.
Of genius.
What I'm trying to say is if you are depressed, reach out because talent like this can go away if you don't reach out to someone or reach out to someone who needs it.
Good point.
Now be quiet so we can hear the song.
Shh.
It's a great lick. Lots of Indiana references. Pigeons down on Market Square. Downtown Indianapolis used to have Market Square Arena where all of the great shows would come through. Kiss, the live album recorded there and so forth.
I know what you're doing.
Tom Petty was...
You're obfuscating, my friend. You're obfuscating the facts. Want to talk about it?
Shut up.
Want to talk about it?
Christian wins the song fight. Every day, 10 till 4, we each pick a song by secret ballot. Then you text and tell us what you think wins. You Philistines, you say what you think wins. And this is the song that wins today.
Van Hagar. And Andy?
I lay that golden fiddle on the ground at Christian's feet.
Thank you, my friend. I'm out of here. I'm going to go see the Kings versus the Caps at the Staples Center.
Have fun,
Chandles.
Enjoy your hockey game. Woo! Hope the fight breaks out. Or is it vice versa?
It's the game breaks out of a fight. I'm going to listen to this on the ride down to the thing and just celebrate my victory. Goodbye, everybody.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Don't let the door hit you.
More winning tomorrow. More victories. More me winning tomorrow.
Shut up, shutting up. Sound, hello.
Hello, Andy.
Yes?
Hey, this is Scott. I just want to let you guys know, man, you guys make this drive down here so freaking bearable.
Oh.
It's unreal.
Thanks, brother.
I swear,
my
runs down here have been getting later and later at night, and take this as a good thing. You two goofballs just make the day.
I do take it as a good thing, Scott. Hey, it means the world that you're out there listening and you're sharing it with us, so thanks for calling up to say so.
Hey, my pleasure. You guys have a great night.
You do the same thing, buddy. I'll tell you what, if you're out on the road right now, why don't you roll down your window? And then honk your horn really loud. Maybe you'll meet an Andy in the afternoon friend in traffic. Or start an altercation. One of those two things. Led Zeppelin on Andy in the afternoon. Rush. on Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. Christian has left the building. And really, good, right? I mean, come on, little tiny bits are enough. You know, the guy sings over music and just kind of, you know, kind of loud. Am I right? But that doesn't mean we're still not going to do the goodbye song. You can participate. As a matter of fact, now with him not in the room, I'm going to need your participation even more. Sammy's getting the bubbles ready. Sammy, come on in with the bubbles. Find Tina in the other room, our public affairs director. She's going to come in and maybe she can do the triangle. Maybe you can help. If you want to call and do it, 888-696-1003. Talent is kind of a not really necessary. It's not prerequisite. And Rita Wild is on the way as well for the rest of your night. Stick around. A few more moments, Andy, in the afternoon to come on The Sound. All right. I want to say goodnight to you guys. I want to thank everybody for listening to us on the radio and also getting on Facebook. Andy in the Afternoon, the Facebook page, a huge spike in likes today, and I really appreciate that. And feel free to like it. That way you'll get all of our Facebook live feeds that happen behind the scenes. And boy, are they entertaining. Christian's gone. He went to the hockey game, or so he says. But Tina, our public affairs director and assistant production director, is going to help us on Triangle. Let's have a little sample.
I am. Okay.
Oh, fantastic. It's just, I don't even miss Christian anymore. Good night, everybody. Good night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams to you. Don't hear you singing, Sammy. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know that you'll always remain in my heart. For the old people, good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Rocking the nursing homes, here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. Big finish. Now until we meet again. Adios, second language. Au revoir, third language. Auf Wiedersehen. And fourth, good night. Good night, Silas. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Vivian. Nice. Hey, have a safe evening, safe drive home, because I'm about to get on the road myself, and I don't want any trouble. Tomorrow, are we giving Christian a tattoo of Stuart Copeland's signature? We'll find out. Listen in the morning, Mark in the morning, see if Stuart Copeland isn't completely skeeved out by Christian. Oh, also Peter Frampton in a musical breakdown. Here comes Rita Wild, people. Have a good one. It's Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound.